Good morning, and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of me when I get older? How do I take care of my mom, my dad, my grammy, my grampy, my Aunt Jane, my spouse, my best friend? How do we deal with the issues of aging and frailty in a wise and straightforward and intelligent way? For 18 years, Assets and Aging right here on KFBK has been talking about these issues. And with a little luck and heaven's providence, we will continue to do so. It's important. It's an issue that Americans refuse to confront. It's an issue that we give lip service to, but very little actual service to. We don't give it much thought. In fact, for most of us, our plan for aging is hope. We hope it won't be so bad. We hope it will be okay. We hope Dad will be okay. We hope Mom will be okay. But we do almost nothing in a practical sense to deal with what's going to happen to all of us as we get older. Good morning. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host here for 18 years on Assets and Aging right here on KFBK. A couple things. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that actually knows what they're talking about. And by the way, there's a lot of them around who don't. There's also a lot of them around who do. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your request. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be, because I can tell you the truth. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or investment advice. What else do I don't know. There's always something I have to say, because let me tell you, folks, there are groups out there everywhere who have a vested interest in you not knowing the truth. One of them just failed in a lawsuit in San Francisco. Once again, trying to sue nursing homes over fallacious issues just because they make a lot of money as a nonprofit. So if you believe there is not an industry, an entire industry of nonprofits and people who really don't want you to know the truth, you just don't understand what's going on. So if you're interested in knowing how it works and what happens when I get older and who's going to pay and how where am I going to go and who's going to take care of me, then you've arrived at the right place. There's lots of ways you can get a hold of me and get more information and begin the planning process and the activity process, the activation of a plan process for your family. One is to simply call my office. And by the way, you should always listen to this show with a pencil and paper, unless you're driving. Then have your seatmate, if you have one, have a pencil and paper. You can always reach me at my office. My office phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. And yes, this is Sacramento, and I'm here in Sacramento, and yes, I know it's an 800 number, because KFBK, being the mighty radio station that it is, goes all up and down Central California to other area codes, so I have an 800 number, so people don't have to pay. It's not as big a deal anymore with cell phones, but when I first started this program and first got my 800 number 30 years ago, it was a big deal. Because long-distance calls cost money. So 800-999-8007. You can also go to my website. And on my website, you're going to find a ton of stuff. My website address is assets, that's ASSETS, and, aging, aging.com, assetsandaging.com. When you hit my homepage, if you scroll around a little bit, you'll find my upcoming workshops. You can sign up for my free workshops. They're extremely informative. They're like nothing you've ever... I don't care how many workshops you've been to. You have never been to one like mine. And anyone who's been to one of my workshops will tell you that is exactly true. So you can sign up for one of my free upcoming workshops. You can sign up for my free newsletter. In fact, this week, my goal is to actually sit down at my computer and get out a newsletter on I think, a very important issue. So you can sign up for my free newsletter. You can ask me a question. There's a place there where you can ask me a question. You can sign up for an appointment. You can get answers to questions that you have. And again, you can always get a hold of me through my website, either by email or by calling my phone number, which is located on my homepage. Again, that's assetsandaging.com. If you're dealing with a family member, a loved one, whether it's long-term care or VA benefits, I can refer you to people if I don't know. Just all the things that we face as we get older as a family, there are answers and there is a way to plot out a path that will work for you and your family. But it has to be something that is of concern to you and has to be an issue that you're willing to face. I want to talk today, and every week, every Wednesday, I do a podcast live on my webpage, every Wednesday at noon. It's live. It's never more than about 15 minutes, and it's always on one topic. And my topic for my last podcast was, can I lose everything? Can the state take it all away from me? I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in more detail now than I can talk about it on my podcast. But that's another thing you can do when you go to my webpage. You can listen to all my archived radio shows and my archived podcasts. And it's a good thing to do because it's how you're going to be informed. So let's talk today about a subject that I get asked a lot. Bob, can I lose everything because of the cost of long-term care? Bob, can the state take everything I have away? The answer to that question is yes. It can happen. Notice I didn't say it has to happen or it must happen, but not only can it happen, it does happen. The state of California and every other state in the union is very vigorous about going after families and going after estates and going after all of that kind of stuff. It's very vigorous in doing that. It does it a lot. I mean, a lot. It's not new. It's not make-believe. It's real. So let me set up a little scenario and talk about how you can lose everything. Every year, the state of California files somewhere between four and five thousand lawsuits against the estates of dead old people and the disabled. And yes, I know people. Somewhere I have an article from 20 years ago in the local newspaper about a farm family that lost everything because dad went into a nursing home and they basically lost the family farm. That was 20 years ago, folks, or 50, a long time ago. Somewhere in my archives, somewhere, I still have that newspaper article. It was a local family, a little farming family, had a little orchard. Is the answer, can I lose everything? Absolutely. Absolutely, you can lose everything. Can they come after my children? Absolutely. if and I'm going to go through that in just a minute, and you'll understand it in more detail. So this kind of, well, it never really happens, you know. It's kind of, no, it's not a myth, and it does happen. Title 22 of the California Code of Regulations, Section 50961. Read it. Go Google it. California CCR, California Code of Regulation, Title 22, Section 50961. Go read it. There's a Medi-Cal form, which I may talk about in the second half of the show, that every, in fact, the other day I got 20 of them in the mail. It's called the yellow sheet. It actually comes out on yellow paper. And every year, someone who's on Medi-Cal has to go through what's called a redetermination process, which means they have to, in effect, reapply every year. Not actually reapply. You have to prove you're still eligible. It's called a redetermination. And about half the paperwork they send is fluff. You can throw it away. But people don't know what to keep. Lots of people lose their Medi-Cal health care benefits at redetermination just because the forms are so difficult to understand and fill out. They don't need to be, but they are. It should be one page long. And part of the reason why, and this is another one of those little things where we want to have a program that nobody can get, it should only be one page long, because 90% of the stuff they ask for, they already have on file from the application process. But that little form called the yellow sheet, And Title 22, California Code of Regulations, Section 50961, says the following. The department shall claim against the estate of the beneficiary or any the decedent or any recipient of the decedent's property by distribution or survival. So let me give you a little scenario. Dad winds up. Dad has dementia. Dad has a stroke. Dad, I don't care what it is. Dad winds up in a nursing home. As I sit here and talk today, there are around 110,000 to 120,000 people in nursing homes all over California. And by the way, Medi-Cal recovery is not just limited to people in nursing homes. It's also, it includes anyone over 55 who's on Medi-Cal, who's just for general Medi-Cal, for healthcare purposes. So if you're over 55 and you're on Medi-Cal and you get your health insurance through Medi-Cal, or you're a what's called a dual eligible, you're on Medicare and Medi-Cal both, you're subject to recovery. If your premiums are being paid by Medi-Cal under Covered California and you're over 55 years old, you're subject to Medi-Cal recovery. So Dad goes into a nursing home. They can't afford the nursing home because it's $10,000 a month, and very few of us have an extra $10,000 a month sitting around. Very few of us. Not a lot of us, some of us, but very few of us. And Dad is alive. He's in the nursing home for 2 years, and Medi-Cal pays out $150,000. And Dad dies. And I've talked about this before, but I'm going to keep talking about it because it's real. Dad dies, and after Dad dies, Mom gets a little one-page questionnaire in the mail that says, "We're sorry to hear Dad died. Would you answer a couple questions?" And Mom does, and she doesn't think any more about it, and nothing happens. And 5 years later, Mom dies. Now, Mom and Dad had a trust. And they had a house, and they had some money, and they had it in their revocable living trust. Like lots of people do. And lots of people were told that's all you need. It avoids probate. Well, we're not talking about probate here, folks. We're talking about over $1 billion that the state of California has ripped out of the estates of dead old people and the families of dead old people. So, Dad dies. Medi-Cal paid out $150,000. What nobody knows even though they received information and they got the yellow sheet and the redetermination, they got all this stuff, they don't understand how this works. They just signed up for a Medi-Cal estate recovery. Mom, it happened the minute Dad died. Now, while Mom's alive, and there's a couple other exceptions to the rule, but while Mom's alive, the estate can't recover. So as happens in many families, life goes on. Mom lives her life. And 5-6 years later, Mom dies. And Mom and Dad had a trust, and they had three lovely children. And the three lovely children were, you know, one of them was the trustee of the trust, and they were the heirs. And so they sold the house, and they distributed the money, and all of that kind of stuff. They did all that. They did exactly what they were told to do. And they divided up the money, and everything's fine. And then several months later, maybe 6 months later, maybe 7 months later, the son, who was the trustee of the trust, gets a letter from Medi-Cal and says, we want our $150,000 back plus 7% interest. And the son writes a nice letter back, and because he's told to by somebody, and he writes a nice letter back, and it says, I'm sorry, there was nothing left in the estate because there was a trust, and we sold the house, and the money's gone, and it was distributed to the heirs. Thank you very much. The son then, shortly thereafter, or maybe a little while thereafter, gets a letter back from the third-party recovery branch of the Department of Healthcare Services. Don't you love it? A third-party recovery. Why don't they call it what it really is? We're going to steal the money back. So anyhow, the son now gets a letter, said, well, you know, but it doesn't matter because the regulation says we have the right to come after Mom or Dad or whoever Mom and Dad left their money to. Remember, the regulation says the department shall claim against the estate of the decedent or any recipient of the decedent's property by distribution or survival. So the kids survived Mom and Dad. They got Mom and Dad's property through a distribution from a revocable trust, and the state wants it back. And if the kids don't have it, they're going to get sued by the state of California. If you don't believe it happens, it does. And it happens thousands of times a year in California and every other state in the United States. We're not the only state. It was mandated by federal law several years ago. It used to be semi-voluntary, and now it's mandated. And every state is required to recover that money. And everybody's shocked. And everybody goes, well, we don't understand. Wait a minute, what happened here? We did a trust. We thought we were protected. We thought we went to a seminar and we paid $299 for the trust, or $399. And the nice man up at the front of the room, who nobody knew, didn't know anything, said, "Don't worry about it. It'll all be okay." And so it was all okay, and there was no probate, and it all went fine. Except nobody talked to them about estate recovery. And so Mom and Dad and the kids wind up losing everything. So the answer to my initial question was, can you lose everything if you wind up in a nursing home on Medi-Cal, or if you're over 55 and you're receiving Medi-Cal? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. I have seen estate claims that are approaching $1 million. I have seen lots of estate claims over $500,000. It's real. It's not make-believe. Go read the statute. when we come back after the break in a little bit, I'm going to read you from the yellow sheet. The yellow sheet is the little form everybody gets every year talking about this that actually comes from Medi-Cal. And I want to read that to you. So what are you going to do to not be a victim? Well, Bob, I don't have any control whether I go into a nursing home, because if I get sick and or if I have a heart attack or develop dementia or whatever. I mean, none of the 110,000 people in nursing homes wanted to be there. They didn't choose to be there. It wasn't their desire to be there. They're there for physical or mental reason. They're there because they need 24-hour-a-day care. And all of a sudden, they find out that they need Medi-Cal because they can't afford $10,000 a month. They never thought it was going to happen. And then after they die, they get this bill in the mail, and the family gets a lawsuit in the mail. I know of a case where a daughter, mom and dad, both died in the nursing home, and the state sued her. I'm not making this up, folks. I've seen the lawsuit. The state sued the daughter, who was in her 70s, for like $23,000. I forget if it was $23,000 or $27,000. And they sued her. And she had to go get an attorney to defend the lawsuit. She didn't have $23,000 anymore. She was in her 70s living on Social Security and a little pension. So my point is, can I lose everything to a Medi-Cal? Yeah, the answer is yes, you can lose everything. But then the broader issue is, do I have to? There's a big difference between can I and do I have to? And the answer is no, you do not have to be a victim. No, you do not have to lose everything. No, it is not inevitable. It happens, but it happens because people believe that it won't happen. I'm here to tell you that it not only can happen, it does happen. So then the issue is, what steps have you taken to protect what you have in case at the end of life, you or your Grammy or your Grampy, you know, I had somebody in my office the other day. A mom's in a nursing home. A mom has one child. That child lives in mom's house. Medi-Cal is paying for mom's stay in the nursing home. If they don't do anything, there's going to be an estate recovery, and the daughter's going to wind up having to sell the house she lives in to pay the estate claim when mom dies. Now, it'll be protected. We'll wind up protecting the house. But had she not walked in the door, had she not heard this radio program, had she not come to a workshop, I forget exactly how she knew to come, it might have been a referral. That's exactly what would have happened, and she didn't know anything about it, even though she signed forms acknowledging she did, but she didn't know. She was just trying to get help for her mom. If you don't want to become a victim, if you don't want your family to become a victim, then it's simple. You simply have to take the steps necessary to protect what you've worked a lifetime for. And I can do that. It starts with a phone call. You need to get up out of your chair, make the phone call, and get in to see me. The consultation is free. The recovery is not free. So you get up and you call me at 800-999-8007. You go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You get to a workshop. You sign up for an appointment. You send me a question, but you begin to take the steps necessary to make sure that you're not a victim. Can you lose everything? Yes. Is it inevitable? No, but the only person who can stop it is you. If your parents are becoming more frail, If your parents or grandparents or your spouse may be a candidate for a nursing home down the road, you cannot wait until after they're gone to do this. It has to be done in advance. With a little planning, a little thoughtfulness, a little work, some discussions, you can protect what you've worked a lifetime for. Can I lose everything? Yes. Is it mandatory? No. You have a choice. The choice is yours to make. 800-999-8007. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. I'm going to continue this conversation a little bit. In the meantime, go give me a call, 800-999-8007, and get in to see me. I'll be back in just a few seconds right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Don't go away. More to talk about right here. See you in a few seconds. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live, local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of ourselves, our mom or our dad? Today we're talking about, can I lose it all? Can the state take everything? The answer is yes. We're going to modify that a little bit as we go along, but the answer is yes. We've been talking for some time. Again, welcome back. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host. You can reach me in several different ways. You can call me at my office, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. That's ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. There you can sign up for a workshop. You can listen to my podcast every Wednesday. I do a podcast at noon. Sign up for an appointment. You can ask me a question. There's lots of information available on my website. Again, it's assetsandaging.com, or you can always call me at 800-999-8007. Talking about recovery. And we're talking about, can I lose everything? Can the state take everything away? And the answer is yes. They have the right to. It doesn't mean it's inevitable, but you need to understand that they not only can do it, they do it. And they have recovered somewhere between $1 billion and $1.5 billion over the last 20 years from the estates of dead old people and from their children. I want to read you a form. I referred in the first half hour of the show to Title 22, California Code of Regulations, Section 50961. Now I want to read you a form. And everybody that applies for Medi-Cal gets this form. They don't pay any attention to it. And then every year, when you have to reapply for Medi-Cal, you get this form in the mail with the packet, and it's on yellow paper. It's called the yellow sheet. Now, I made a copy of it, so my copy isn't in yellow, but it's a Medi-Cal form. If you don't believe me, or if you want to know for yourself, the Medi-Cal form is DHCS 9060. DHCS stands for Department of Healthcare Services. So you can go to dhcs.ca.gov and you can look up forms, Medi-Cal forms, and you could probably just Google it by Googling DHCS 9060. That's the form. DHCS, and then a space, and then 9060. I want to read you from this form. And at the top, it says, State of California. This is official stuff. It says, State of California, Health and Human Services Agency, Department of Healthcare Services, and then in probably 16-point, maybe 18-point, bold, all caps type, it says, important notice regarding the Medi-Cal estate recovery program. Nobody pays attention to this, but it comes, every person on Medi-Cal has received these on numerous occasions, and they don't understand it, and they don't believe it. So let me read it to you. After a Medi-Cal beneficiary passes away, notice it doesn't say a long-term care Medi-Cal beneficiary. It doesn't say someone in a nursing home. It's if you are a Medi-Cal beneficiary. Right now, there are 12 to 13 million people in California on Medi-Cal. Right now, as I sit here and talk today, there are that many people on Medi-Cal. After, I'm going to read the form again. After a Medi-Cal beneficiary, that's the person on Medi-Cal, passes away, this is the next part is a lie. It says the state may collect. It should be shall collect because the regulation says shall. The state may collect the cost of Medi-Cal services received on or after his or her 55th birthday from his or her estate. Okay? Now, underneath the asterisk, there's an asterisk never after 55th. It says the state may collect from permanently institutionalized individuals of any age. So, for instance, I once had a 39-year-old go into a nursing home who had a stroke running a triathlon. They'll be there the rest of their life. They weren't 55, but because they're in a nursing home, there is recovery from the age of 39 until the day they die. Now I'm going to keep reading from the form. This, and listen to this carefully, this includes premium payments made to a managed care plan. So for people who are on Medi-Cal, who are over 55 years old, in California, for instance, there are about 800,000 Medi-Medis, dual eligibles. Those are people who are on Medicare and Medi-Cal both. Okay, and then there are just a lot of people just on Medi-Cal for their health insurance. Well, this includes, this recovery, this includes premium payments made to a managed care plan. Estate, notice how quickly they say that. This includes premium payments made to a managed care plan. Who knows what that means? I do. Do you? It means if Medi-Cal is making your premium payments for your health insurance to a managed care plan, and there's lots of them around, HMOs, okay, managed care plan, and every month Medi-Cal pays $250 to them as your premium, even if you don't use it, that premium is subject to recovery from age 55 on. Bet you didn't know that. I've continued reading. Now listen to this. Remember, up at the top it said, the state, after a Medi-Cal beneficiary passes away, the state may collect the cost of Medi-Cal services from his or her estate. Now listen to the definition of estate. Pay attention, because you didn't know this. Estate is defined, and you'll find all this if you go back to Title 22, California Code of Regulations, Section 50961. Estate is defined as any real, listen, any real or personal property owned by the Medi-Cal beneficiary. That would include money, it includes stocks and bonds, it includes everything. Now listen, including any assets distributed through joint tenancy, tenancy in common, survivorship, life estate, and living trusts. I'm going to continue reading from this form. The Department of Healthcare Services may also claim against a life insurance policy or retirement account that names the estate as the beneficiary or that goes back to the estate. Annuities purchased on or after September 1st, 2004 may also be recovered. The department will never collect more than either the value of the estate property owned by the Medi-Cal beneficiary, which includes all of it, or the amount of the medical services, whichever is less. So, let's create a scenario. You think I made it up? I just read it, folks. You go look at DHCS Form 9060. So what's the little scenario? So mom and dad have a house worth $300,000. Dad goes in the nursing home. Medi-Cal pays out $100,000. Dad dies, nothing happens. Mom dies, kids distribute the estate. The kids are going to get a bill for $100,000 because that's how much Medi-Cal was owed. Now, they can't come after the whole house or all of it. They can only come after $100,000 plus 7% interest. Plus, you're going to have to go hire an attorney to defend yourself. Now, let's assume dad was in there a long time and his bill was $500,000. Well, they can, remember I said the house was worth $300,000. That's all they had was just the house. Let's make this simple. Well, they can only come against $300,000 of it. They can't come after the other $200,000. So all they get is everything. So for those of you who don't believe it's possible, read the form, read the regulation. And if you don't think this happens every day of the week, you are not paying attention. And you have not been listening to this show. Well, Bob, you're just scaring people needlessly. Oh, yeah? Tell that to all the people who have been sued by the state of California. Oh, yeah? Tell that to all the people who the state of California has collected over $1 billion from. Tell that to the person I know who was in her 70s who was sued by the state of California for $20,000+ because her mom and dad died in a nursing home. And I can go on and on and on and on. I've seen the estate recovery claims, folks. The Attorney General's office has an entire department that does nothing but sue the estates of dead old people and the disabled. It's not make-believe. It's real. And you have a simple decision to make. You can either do something about it or you can ignore it. It's as simple as that. It's not rocket science. None of this is rocket science. Protecting against this is straightforward. But you have to be willing to do it. It has to be something you want to do. It has to be something that you care about. Yeah, I mean, it's up to you. But to believe it's not real is to not be paying attention. Again, I'll give you the two places you can go and read this for yourself. California Code of Regulations, Title 22, Section 50961, or you can Google DHCS and then a space 9060. That's the form. The title of the doesn't even have a title. It just says Important Notice Regarding the Medi-Cal Estate Recovery Program. And when this comes in this big, thick package of stuff, people don't pay attention to it, folks. They don't even understand what that means. What the form should say is unless you take steps to protect yourself, which you have the right to do, we can come after everything after you die. If you ever needed Medi-Cal. That's what the form should say. People would kind of understand that. But and the form doesn't end there. If I kept reading it to you, when a Medi-Cal beneficiary dies, the person handling the estate must give written notice of the death within 90 days of the date of death to the director of the department. Notice must also be given to the department when the surviving husband wife dies. The notice and a copy of the death certificate must be mailed to Department of Healthcare Services, Recovery Branch, MS 4720, P.O. Box 997425, Sacramento, California. Then it says in bold print, a phone call or written notice to any government agency does not satisfy this requirement. So you can't just call them up and say, Mom died. It's important that you understand that there are now 13 million people on Medi-Cal in California. And I would venture to say less than one half of one quarter of 1% of them understand this. They all kind of have heard it somewhere, but they don't understand what's at risk. They think that because they went to went online to some legal preparation service and did a trust, everything's protected. They think that because they went to a $299 or $399 seminar to get a trust, they're protected. And they're not. They think because they have a will, they're protected. They're not. They think because they have powers of attorney, they're protected. They're not. There are other steps that have to be taken to make sure that what you've worked a lifetime for is protected. Medi-Cal estate recovery is real. So the question that I posited to begin this was, can I lose everything? The answer is yes, you can, and people do. But the second question is the more important of the two. The second question is, do I have to lose everything? The answer to that is no. With a little planning, a little foresight, taking positive steps, having discussions with your family, sitting down and talking, getting all of us getting together and developing a plan, you can protect everything. People in 50 states of the union have been doing this now for a long time. The key is getting the right advice from the right person at the right time. And then this is the most important part. And then acting on that information and actually taking the steps. Well, Bob, it would cost me money to do that. That's right, it will. It costs money to do this. Now, you ask me whether that's better or being 70 years old and being sued by the state of California and having to hire an attorney because you received a little money from your dead mom and dad who were both in their 90s when they died in a nursing home. Tell that to the child who gets a letter from the department saying, we're going to sue you because your mom and dad had $400,000 when they died, and you were the beneficiaries of the trust, and we want it back. And yes, I've seen those letters. So, what, it costs money to have insurance, doesn't it, to protect your house in case it burns down. And I can guarantee you something, you have less risk of your house burning down than you do of becoming old, more frail, and dying. The last one is a pretty much 100% certainty. The first one, I don't think I've ever known anybody that had their house burned down. I know they burned down. It's very rare anymore. But I've never known anybody whose house burned down. But I've known lots of people who got old, who became old, who became infirmed, and who died. And I know lots and lots and lots of people who got estate recovery letters from the Attorney General's office of the state of California and from the third-party recovery branch of the state of California. I know lots of those people. So you pay for insurance to protect against your house burning down. What's it worth to you to pay to make sure that your children don't lose because at the end of your life you were unlucky enough to need care, for your children not to lose what you and your spouse or you or whoever it is worked a lifetime for? I had somebody in my office the other day and we were doing this and they were there because they said, well, they had a friend of theirs. And they went through all of her money and sold the house and went through all of that money because they were told that they had to. And I sat there and looked him in the eye and said, well, the bad news is, had they made one phone call to me, they never would have lost a nickel. The tragedy is this family lost everything because they were told they had to. They were told they had to spend down. They were told they had no choice. They were told that there's a whatever, look back. They were told they couldn't have any money. They were told all this phony baloney stuff. And as a result, they lost it all. Or they were told that if you come to our seminar and you sign up for the $299 trust and the $30 a month service fee, we'll make sure everything's protected, and then they find out it's not. Or they go to a workshop in Sun City and they're sold some product that they're told is going to protect everything, and then later on they find out that it's not. Because it's not that simple. I wish it was that simple, but it's not. And the reason it's not that simple is everybody's circumstance is different. Married, single, second marriage, his kids, her kids, their kids, his property, her property, no property, have a house but no money, have money but no house, have a debilitating disease, or are you going to drop dead of a heart attack and never need long-term care? Like some of the kids, don't like some of the kids. Some of the kids have drug or alcohol problems. Other of the kids are great kids. Everybody's circumstance is different, and it is naive to believe that there's a silver bullet. Only the Lone Ranger has a silver bullet. Nobody else does. There is no silver bullet. This is hard work, and it takes planning, and it takes thinking outside the box, and it takes thinking that's not normal. Because the world of long-term care is not normal because we don't plan for it. We don't think about it. We don't even allow it to be a possibility in our lives. Every single person that has come to my office in the 25 years I've been doing this, or longer, has said exactly the same thing. We never thought this would happen to us. We never thought this would happen. We never thought, you know, my husband and I promised each other that we would never let this happen. I have to tell you right now, you know, AA has some really good little slogans. I'm not an AA, but I've had friends and acquaintances that were in AA. And every now and then you'll see this bumper sticker. It's an AA bumper sticker, and I love it. And it's called No Stinkin' Thinkin'. No stinking thinking. And what that really means is you can't just make up excuses. That's the short version of that. You have to deal with reality. You can't make up excuses. You can't pretend that it's not going to happen. You can't pretend that if I just do it one time, it won't. You can't pretend. Your decision making has to be clear, well thought out, based on your circumstances, and then you have to stick to it. This is the same thing. You can't simply bury your head in the sand and believe it can't happen to you or to your family, because you all know somebody that it's happening to right now in your family or in your circle of friends. In my circle of friends, it's happening to three of my friends right now as I sit here and speak. In my family, it happened to nine of my direct family members. Parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles. Happened to nine. Nine of them. Nine. Just in my family. It's happening in your family. If you're willing to open your eyes and admit that it's happening, then you can take positive steps to stop it. You can mitigate it. You can protect what you have worked a lifetime for. How do you do that? It's simple. When the show's over, go call my number and say, Bob, I need to get in to see you. 800-999-8007. If I'm not in, leave me a message. I'm very good about returning phone calls. 800-999-8007. Or, you can go to my website, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. And you can go there and you can sign up for a workshop. You can set up an appointment. You can send me an email getting more information. You can call me. There's lots of, you can listen to my podcast, my archived podcasts and radio shows. Make sure you listen to my podcast on my webpage every Wednesday, live at noon. It's there every Wednesday, live at noon. But the first thing you have to do is take the step and realize that this could happen, and in fact may be happening in your family today. And pretending that it's not, or believing the myth that it won't happen to you, or worse, believing the myth that there's nothing you can do about it, is what causes people to wind up losing everything. So yes, you can lose everything to a Medi-Cal recovery, but you do not have to. It is not mandatory. You can mitigate it. You can take the steps to make sure that what you worked a lifetime for goes to your family and your loved ones, not to the state of California and the politicians who spend our money so wisely. 800-999-8007. Listen to my other radio shows. Listen to this show every week. And again, you can listen to this show. This will be posted to my webpage. So refer it to a friend. You can listen to it again. And we'll see you here again next week, same time, same place, right here on Assets and Aging. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Bye-bye.